Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As of August 11th, USDA reported that 77% of the 2019 crop had set bolt, with Arkansas and Louisiana leading all states. The Southwest is behind other regions in bolt-setting progress, as well as Missouri. According to USDA, 20% of the 2019-20 U.S. cotton crop had open bolls as of August 11th, ahead of last year's pace of 12% and the five-year average of 10%. In Texas, 31% of the crop had open bolls as of August 11th, as compared to 17% in 2018. In terms of crop condition, 56% of the U.S. crop is rated good or excellent, 16 percentage points greater than this time last year. Virginia and Arkansas lead all states with 88% and 83% of crops rated good or excellent, respectively. USDA released the first survey-based 2019 production forecast this week. Production for the 2019 crop was increased by 2% to 22.5 million bales as compared to last month's forecast. The survey indicates slightly higher area and yield compared to the July projections. This would be the largest crop in 14 years and would be 4.1 million bales higher than last year.